This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University and host of our local program, To Your Health. Today, we're talking with Dr. Amy Teemeyer, Associate Professor of Pharmacy Practice at St. Louis College of Pharmacy. Dr. Teemeyer, thank you so much for being with us. I wanted to start off by asking you, what role do you feel healthcare providers have in opioid abuse prevention?
Well, thanks for having me, Brooke, and that's a really excellent question considering everything that's going on with the opioid crisis lately. Healthcare professionals definitely have a very important role to play in addressing this issue. There are a lot of healthcare providers that have touch points. I mostly focus on pharmacists, but we can start with physicians. So physicians can really make sure that they are staying on top of the guidelines and recommendations. There's a lot of new recommendations that are coming out as we've dug into this issue a little bit more. And so, for instance, the CDC has put out some pretty good guidelines lately that help prescribers, physicians, really understand the best way to prescribe for patients' pain, depending on what type of pain it is, how long it's going to last, and also giving recommendations about other non-opioid medications and therapies that are non-drug treatments that will help as well. And so for physicians, paying attention to those guidelines and being aware of those different treatment options can be really helpful so that they can really provide comprehensive care or referrals for the patient. Excellent. From a pharmacist perspective, there are a number of things that they can do. At a very basic level, if you're thinking about your community pharmacist, they can make sure that they are providing medication disposal options for their patients. Currently in Missouri, pharmacies cannot take back medications at the pharmacy counter, but there is legislation in Jeff City currently that will hopefully go through this year that will allow that, so that will be one option coming up soon. And many police stations will take back those medications, but even having something as simple as a medication disposal bag or educating people about how they would dispose of medications at home, especially those opioids, so that they can't be stolen or misused or diverted by family members or friends, anybody that might be in the house that would take them and use them for purposes that they're not intended for. Secondly, what they can do is be using the PDMP or prescription drug monitoring program that's available. So by looking at a patient's profile with regards to their controlled substances, they can see everything that the patient is getting filled. So even if it's not filled at the pharmacy or if it's from a different physician, being able to see comprehensively what that patient is taking and to determine what their risk is of potentially having an overdose. This could be people who are maybe doctor shopping, potentially.
Yes.
That helps you catch some of those, but also even just patients who have a lot of different physicians for legitimate concerns and issues and disease states. But all those multiple drugs, there's different drugs that increase risk for an overdose. So even patients who need to be on those medications, being able to see everything that they're on and have a really clear idea of when they're at risk and to then provide recommendations for reducing that risk and then providing naloxone.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Brooke.
We've been going public with Dr. Amy Teemeyer, Associate Professor of Pharmacy Practice at St. Louis College of Pharmacy. To hear our expanded interview, visit krcu.org.